Imam Ali alayhi salam treated all human beings to be equal in the matter of rights and responsibilities, and he did not fix any limit in this behalf of equality among all human beings. And if he did fix any such limits, it was fixed keeping in mind the interests of the public in general, the people. And when we study the character of Imam Ali, we clearly see that he did not violate this freedom, the freedom of the people, the freedom of the public, the freedom in any of his laws, orders, rules, or regulations. And he always kept the public welfare in his view, in all his actions. He dealt equal treatment to both his friends and his foes.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: اتق الله بعد التقى وإن قل، واجعل بينك وبين الله سترا وإن رق.
Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam said, "Fear Allah to some degree, even though it be little, and set a curtain between you and Allah, even though it be thin."
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is To My Brother, and we're talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So, dear friends, we are humbly at your service speaking about the wonderful and magnificent and universal persona of the first divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. You know, His Eminence is a paragon and is this peak of Tawheed, of Islamic monotheism. We find that His Eminence in his whole life was this beautiful manifestation of an individual who his whole existence is based upon Tawheed and Islamic monotheism, the oneness of the Almighty Allah. And so from birth and all the way up to his martyrdom, we find that Imam Ali alayhi salam, he worshipped the one Almighty Allah. And it's interesting that it's not just limited to His Eminence Imam Ali alayhi salam. Imam Ali alayhi salam says in one place that his fathers and his grandfathers and his great-grandfathers, they were all the worshippers of the one Almighty God, the Almighty Allah. And he says that none of them were polytheists. None of them were idol worshippers. Matter of fact, they performed prayers and they turned their faces to the holy house, the Kaaba, and they followed the religion of Prophet Abraham. And so we find that not only was Imam Ali alayhi salam himself this beautiful manifestation of a human being who his whole existence is based upon Tawheed and Islamic monotheism and the oneness of the Almighty Allah, but we find that even his fathers and his grandfathers and his great-grandfathers were the same way. Now, what's really interesting, I think, here, if we talk about it a little bit with the limited amount of time that we have, is that this is an integral part of the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Now, we too have to, in our daily lives, try our best to manifest this Islamic monotheism. There are so many times where we have various kind of idols. And, you know, the idols of the past were made of wood and stone and ivory, for example. But the idols of today, they are these worldly material idols. And some of them are kind of like spiritual idols, if you will. For example, spiritual diseases such as fame or greed or jealousy or anger or hate or lust, or this greed and lust for power and wealth and women, for example, property, fame. All of these things are idols of the present day. And the one thing that we learn from Imam Ali alayhi salam is that we must break away from these idols if we want to be able to be pure monotheists, if we want our existence to be based upon Tawheed and Islamic monotheism. We are going to have to break these idols and turn our face towards the one true God. A very beautiful lesson indeed, brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. At this moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Aminullah along with its English translations. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma fastajib du'ayi واقبل ثنائي واجمع بيني وبين أوليائي بحق محمد.
O Allah, give favorable answer to my prayer. Acknowledge the praise I sign in worship. Let there be peace and harmony between me and my friends for the sake of Muhammad, Ali, Fatima, Al-Hassan and Al-Hussein. Verily, thou art my benefactor who provides with bounties, the aim of my desires, the ultimate destination of my hopes in my future life and during this short life. Thou art my God, my master and my Lord. Welcome my friends, keep our enemies away from us. To save us from the evil mischief, divert their attention. Let the true world come out in the open, supreme and dominant. Refute and condemn the fully, rendered contemptible. Verily, thou art able to do all things.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
The Sufi groups, you know, they have their own literature and books, and one of the famous book by Abu Nu'aym is a book known as Hilyatul Awliya, a multi-volume work where they have the biography of the spiritual masters. And as I said, Ali is at the top in that list. When they talk about the life of Ali there, the words that they use for him, and many of them are actually from the titles that Rasulullah has given to him. Let me just share these, some of these with you. Mahbubul Ma'bud, Bab Madinat al-Ilm wal-Ulum, the beloved of the Lord, the gate to the city of knowledge, Ra'yatul Muhtadeen, flag of the rightly guided ones, Waliyul Muttaqeen, the Nur al-Muti'een, the light of the obedient servants of Allah, Waliyul Muttaqeen, master of the pious, Imam al-Adilin, leader of the just ones, أقدمهم إجابة وإيمانا, the foremost in Iman and accepting the message of Rasulullah, أقومهم قضية وإيقانا, the most steadfast in the events. Never did Ali run away in any situation. Rather, the armor of Ali was very unusual. You know, he never put anything on his back, because Ali never ran away and never showed his back to the enemy. He would only put the armor in the front, because when he faces the enemy, he's facing the enemy, doesn't run away from the enemy. Qudwatul muttaqeen, zinatul arifeen, ideal of the righteous ones and the beauty for the spiritual ones. And at the end, again, this is based on a hadith which is more found in the Sunni books and not in Shia books that much, where they describe Ali as al-mamsus fi dhatillah. The word mamsus is from mas, touching. Al-mamsus fi dhatillah can be translated differently, two different ways. If it's fi dhatillah or if it's bi dhatillah, fi dhatillah or bi dhatillah. Al-mamsus fi dhatillah means the one who is actually touched by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not in a physical sense. Means that hope is on both sides, from abd to rab and from rab to abd. That is the touching on a spiritual level. And another meaning would be that he is actually submerged in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, To My Brother. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.